Time now for your letters. We bade farewell last week to Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, including coverage of his funeral mass in Boston. Rosalia Triana of Española, New Mexico, was listening and says she thought our coverage was moving and meaningful. But John Griffin of Liberty, North Carolina, wrote, "When I was a kid, Ted Kennedy was the biggest joke in Congress. He was called a drunk, a womanizer. He was in the news a lot, between marital blowouts with his first wife, his flings here and there, and his drunken rampages from Massachusetts to Florida. Now he has died. God bless him and his family. But does he really deserve to be canonized?" Claire West of Phoenix, Arizona, was also disappointed by our coverage. She writes, "Through three expert commentaries, I waited to learn something I did not already know. Each analyst told me the same things. Why just gloss over the life of this man? Did you think we listeners couldn't handle anything deeper?" Conversation about the sky-high ticket prices for pro baseball games prompted Joe Nolan of Palm Desert, California, to write in and say that at some stadiums, deals can still be found. He says that he scored tickets to an Angels game the other night. The tickets were $9 in the left field pavilion, about 10 rows back from a low fence, beautiful view. Of course, there are $200 and $400 and even higher ticket cost seats, but those are for the fat cats. Finally, many listeners enjoyed our conversation with Buffy St. Marie. Ed Countryman of Dallas, Texas, says that her performance was intense and magical. Hearing her do Universal Soldier and talk about "Until It's Time for You to Go" brought it all back. We'd like to hear from you. You can write us and leave a comment on thenewnpr.org, or you can reach us on Twitter. In fact, here's a special call-out to those of you who happen to follow me on Twitter. We're about to reach our millionth follower, so you can keep an eye on my Twitter feed this coming week for a special message. We'll explain what this is all about on next Saturday's show. I'm NPR Scott Simon on Twitter, all one word. You can reach our staff at NPR Weekend. This is NPR News.